Time now for a player profile, and joining me is Sadie Lundquist of the BSU women's hockey team. Sadie, first of all, nice to have a weekend off in between a couple of big key games for you. What did you do over the break?
I went down to the cities. I got to hang out with family. I got to watch my brother compete in a Red Bull crashed ice competition, so that was a great weekend.
How'd your brother end up doing?
He actually made it to the finals on Saturday. 64 skaters in this competition. It was a cool event. It's the coolest thing I think I've ever seen him do.
I saw the previews on TV, and all I could think of, I was like, wow, you gotta be crazy to be taking skates down a hill like that. How did he get involved in that?
There's just tryouts at the XL, and last year he had tried out and he barely missed the cut, and this year he just kind of was on the edge. He made the cut. So yeah, he trained, he had my dad pull him behind the snowmobile. He tried to simulate it as much as possible, and then yeah, it was this cool event. When they come out of that first hill, they hit speeds of like 45 miles an hour, so it's pretty cool.
Very cool. You guys had a tough weekend at UMD. Probably the highlight of that weekend was getting a chance to visit with your family and go to the warming house. It's hard to believe it's your senior year. How much are you going to miss that?
Oh, I'm going to miss it a lot. I think right when I got there, my mom almost started crying because she goes, it's your senior year. But it's been a huge thing for us for the last 4 years. I love going to see my family. I love being able to share my family with my teammates, showing where I come from, kind of what my family does. So it's fun for me, and it's fun for my parents too, I think, to kind of get a more personal side of our hockey team.
And it's fun for me because then I get a chance to try some really good coffee and some great food. So shameless plug for the warming house there. You come into this weekend taking on Ohio State. Earlier this season, a much different team than what you've got now. They swept you guys in Ohio. How much has your team grown since that weekend series in Ohio?
Oh, in leaps and bounds. And the other thing, you know, we took from that weekend is that was not us. That was not Beaver hockey. So, you know, we took taking the positives, taking the negatives, and we're going to run with it. And we know that that wasn't us playing. Like, that's not how we played that weekend. So, yeah, it was a tough weekend. We were over it. And like you said, it's a completely different team. So we expect completely different outcomes.
The WCHA standings right now have you guys tied with St. Cloud State at the bottom. Obviously, points are so crucial this time of year, the home stretch here. What are you guys hoping to come out of this weekend with?
Oh, we want to sweep. We, you know, we won't be satisfied unless we sweep them here in our building. We need to pick it up here in this building especially. And like you said, points are crucial, and we have some big teams coming up. So, you know, can't really expect the same outcome against the Gophers as we can this weekend. So we really have to take advantage of these games.
Taking a look at the rest of the schedule, you've got North Dakota, of course, the Gophers, and then you wrap up the regular season with Wisconsin. You've beaten Wisconsin. You know North Dakota's beatable. How many games out of the next 4 weekends would you guys like to win?
Obviously, we want to sweep this weekend and a split. We'd love to be the team that spoils the Gopher season. So, you know, we'd love to come out of that series with a split. And even North Dakota, we know we can at least split them. Wisconsin, again, hopefully we can play them like we did in the beginning of the year. We know we took 5 out of 6 points against them, so we expect, you know, the same kind of outcome.
You and Emily Erickson, a fellow senior, lead stats this year. 4 goals, 10 assists. Kind of nice to be paired up in the top of the standings with a senior, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, but thing with us, I think we're both really not satisfied with where we're at compared to, you know, previous seasons. So it's great, but it's also good that we're not satisfied with that. You know, we want to do better. We want to be better for our teammates. And I know everyone feels that way. So everyone will be feeling the pressure and really hoping to put pucks in. So
this being your senior year, you got one more month of regular season and then the playoffs. How fast has this 4 years flown for you?
It goes by so fast, and each year goes by so much faster. You know, your freshman year, you don't really look at the whole scheme of it, and now you do, and you wish you had that time back, and pretty cliche to say, you know, it goes by so fast. But it's hard. I'm not trying not to look at the end here, trying to take every practice, every game for what it's worth, and I guess we'll see how that works out.
With the Buckeyes coming in this weekend, what are some of the things that your team's working on to prepare for them?
Right now, you know, we're down a few players injured-wise, so I guess all we can do out there is just go work hard. I mean, first game against Mankato, they had like 8 shots on goal. So if we can go out there and work hard, play that kind of hockey, we know we can beat these teams, we can sweep these teams. So as long as everyone out there is given 100% forechecking, backchecking, we know we can win games like that.
It's down to the wire, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Good luck the rest of the way. Thanks, Sadie.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.